you've made it through another week. And now, you don't know what to watch. Can't Netflix and chill, because it's been family movie night ever since the damn Rona hit. Not to worry, these bros got you covered. With reviews on movies and streaming shows. Even YouTube. And yes, I said YouTube. This is the Bro Rants Movie Review Show. Better grab some popcorn. It's gonna be good.
Friday.
Yo, Friday.
Yeah, we just had an impromptu conversation off the air while we were doing the intro. Anyway, my boy asked, Raymond was like, are we doing spoilers? Hell yeah, we're doing spoilers for the Justice League. You know why? Because
it's been
a week.
Is a week the time frame?
Yeah, it's been a week. Why not?
Okay.
If they don't want to hear it, they want to hear it. But not only that. Come on now. There was the Justice League that came out 2017?
It was 17.
Yeah, 2017. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all these people already know how it ends. This is just a different alternative ending, let's say, right?
No, I don't know if it was yes, it was more than that, though. I mean, it was very different.
Well, I'm just saying as far as the ending. Like, we're not spoiling the alerts. Like, okay, the Justice League wins, bro.
I got you. But it was very different from start to finish. Like, everything was different.
No, absolutely. Everything was different. We're going to get into that. And, guys, if you have any issues with spoiler alerts, I'm very sorry. And I have actually have a word from our sponsors.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
What's the word?
So the sponsors say. For those of you that have an issue with spoilers, alerts, for those that don't like to know things ahead of time, but you like movie reviews, this is not the shit for you. And if you don't like it, we do have an actual P.O. box. Raymond, do you remember the P.O. box?
2020 never.
2020 never, P.O. Box, I don't give a shit. And back to our regularly programmed show.
Oh, boy. So, Justice League, Zack Snyder's cut.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Where do we begin with that?
Well, let's begin with the trailer, because we've got to play the trailer.
I can't even wait for the trailer. Come on.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. Man.
Strong enough. If you can't bring down the charging bull and don't wave the red cape at it,
you were sent here for a reason. And even if it takes you the rest of your life, find out what that reason is.
Said the age of heroes will never come again.
It will. It has to.
We live in a society where honor is a distant memory. Isn't that right? Batman.
So, the Zack Snyder cut. I don't even think we can call this a director's cut, because this is, to me, it's a completely different film from what we got from Sweden in 2017.
Yeah, it is. And I believe they call it his cut is because he had this in his, he had this in the lab somewhere.
Wait. Yeah, yeah, they had it. I mean, and the fans are the ones that requested it. It's sad because we didn't, no, the fans didn't know what happened to his daughter, but apparently it was suicide. Autumn, she had committed suicide, so that's why he stepped away from the film.
Okay, I mean,
which is understandable.
Very understandable. I mean, of course.
So, you know, I completely understand. But what we got, so the Justice League we got, so let's go into the 2017 just a little bit. I don't know if you remember. It was 2 hours or less than 2 hours, a movie.
I think it was 2 hours.
They said it was less than 2 hours. The runtime was just below 2 hours.
Okay. Let's just say it was. It just was. For me, it was good, but it was not good enough.
To me, it was. It wasn't compared to Infinity Wars and the Endgame and everything that Marvel was doing. It was no comparison.
Did you hear what you just said there, though?
No.
You compared it to.
Because you have to. That's who they were competing against. Let's be.
No, not really. Not really.
Yeah, they were.
Not really. You can't compete when they have years of building up each character, a lot of character development.
But that's what they've been. That's what they were doing with that. Think about it. The only thing they didn't characters that didn't have a standalone yet were Batman.
Yep.
Right. But they had him in Superman versus Batman. But they had Superman, Man of Steel, and they had Wonder Woman. So they both had their standalone. They were building the character up.
They were trying to. But this is, it was so much different. Like it was. It's a whole different puppy.
What's a different puppy? Compared to Endgame and Infinity Wars, you're talking about franchise?
Marvel was epic. I mean,
Marvel was epic, but you have Superman. You have some of the most iconic characters that have ever, you know, as far as comic books and stuff, you have these iconic characters. Superman and Batman. Okay,
you know
Marvel's
what it
got
is?
Great characters.
You know what it is? I'm partial. That's what That's what it is. I'm partial to Superman and Batman. So when you
I am as well.
So I want to give them props even when they don't deserve the props. So yes, you're right. They did try to compete with the big boys, Marvel.
Yeah.
And it was like JV versus the pros.
I mean, it was not even JV, man. It was freshman because let's be quite honest. That shit that we got in 2007, I watched it and it was a cluster of too many things happening at once. First, I remember just everything happening too fast. I remember it being more like, how are these people coming together so quickly without any adversity? Like, hey, we're on a team. You want to be on a team? Cool. You're on a team. And it was just too fast for people you didn't know. So let's you know, they just met Aquaman. Cyborg was a fucking cyborg.
And you didn't know anything. I mean, we know his background, but we didn't know.
What was you talking about? Aquaman or
Cyborg?
Yeah,
we didn't know anything.
Anything
just,
about him?
It was just like, boom, he's there, and we need you.
And Flash was the kid from every horror film.
Hold on,
every horror film that cracks too many jokes.
Oh my gosh, you see the way he runs?
Yeah, I don't know why they make him run that way.
Oh my gosh,
it's philosophical.
His run is like,
yeah, I know, it's almost like contemporary dancing.
It's like he's drunk, and he's like And he's doing like the I don't know, like the hump to dance a little bit with it.
Oh,
and he's like throwing his fingers out and he's trying to like, and he's at a rave and he's like pulling his fingers everywhere. And he has like strings or something.
Oh my gosh, it's funny. I don't know whether if that was Jack Snyder's artistic if it was his or the I forgot his name, the actor's choice to be artistic as far as that run.
I don't know. That run is horrible. And I just, every time I watched it, I was like, oh Lord, he finna run. he should just moonwalk. It'd be a lot.
Maybe he's just an awkward runner.
Maybe he just runs
awkward. And he was like, maybe I don't run like everyone else and this is my awkward run. Hey, it's like
his run makes me want to curse.
So besides that, the run, I just remember disliking what they did to Bruce Wayne, which is Ben Affleck's character, because I was like, why he isn't being taken serious? I thought the entire time, I was like, he went from being a badass Batman to an almost insecure Batman. Like, oh, I'm with all these powerful beings. Why am I here? He had no purpose. And it was almost like his powers were as I'm rich, bitch. And that's it. I'm rich.
Uh-huh. Yeah, usually Batman is so focused and so like has all the answers.
Yes.
And he seems like he's in charge even when he's not in charge. Like like they feel like usually when you watch Batman, people look to him for strength.
Strength, guidance, and he's a detective at the you know, at the origins of it, he's a detective. I mean, he has a detective mind, he's a problem solver, and he's smart. I mean, let's put it, you know, he plays the billionaire bachelor in day, but he really is like this genius, this.
Yeah, he's got a crazy mind.
Yeah, he's got a crazy mind. He's almost, you know, he's underrated in his as far as his IQ, because he can solve things and fix equations. You know, he solves issues.
Yeah, Ben Affleck isn't a great Batman. Let's be honest.
I'll be quite honest. When they first mentioned him in Batman versus Superman, when he came out, I was like, why? And then all of a sudden, I saw the first picture when they sneaked the picture of him in the outfit. I thought, okay, this is a different Batman. Like, you know, I love Christian Bale. I love Michael Keaton. Those are my Batmans. And I was like, you know what? When I saw the fighting style in this, I was like, the fighting style is kind of better than it was in the Dark Knight series.
Superman
versus
You talking about that? You talking about that one scene?
In the warehouse.
At the warehouse.
Yeah.
I knew that was sick, right?
When I saw that, I was like, "That's how he defeats people." I mean, damn, this dude picked up a box. I was like,
"Yeah," and he was pretty hot, especially the part when he took the knife out of his side and stabbed the dude with it,
It was awesome. I was like, "Yo, that's someone you fear."
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, "You fear this Batman."
But back to Justice League.
Well, just
he just wasn't like the leader.
In the Sweden Scott, he wasn't the leader. He was, like I said, he was even in the end, in the climax of them defeating Steppenwolf, because Darkseid wasn't there, right? It was like, okay, but what's your purpose? He was there, and then after, it was so awkward when Superman came. And he was like, "Are you happy to see me or something?" And he was like, "I'm not happy. I'm not happy." So it was like almost like, why are they making Ben Affleck into Ross,
right?
From Friends. And I was like, "What?" And it's weird.
And it's because of the new director, his vision. Because he got we don't know what the stress he was under. We can't just throw him under the bus when we don't know what.
Well, from what I understand, it was Zack Snyder that hired him. I mean, to take over.
Yeah, but it's like you hired me to be.
Yeah, and they told him to cut the hours. Yeah, but also they told him to cut the hours down to 2 hours.
Yeah, but like for instance.
Yeah,
I can't be you and you can't be me. I don't see. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but
if you have a vision, right? Yeah. I can try to recreate your vision, but I have to do it the way it makes sense to me.
Okay,
and vice versa. So there's no way that guy could be Zack Snyder, from what we saw,
yeah,
there's no way.
And from my understanding, Sweden's focus more so in the past has done science fiction. So if you notice, he focused more so on the demigods or the demons looking characters in his version was more so you focused on those things, because Steppenwolf was a bad, like, 1992 version, CGI. You'd almost like, okay, this is what people in Saint Satan looks like. Baphomet, you know, whatever. When you saw him, like half horseman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This version in the new one, and let me also put that when we're speaking as far as comical, everyone had a punchline. Everyone in the freaking film, even Aquaman, I was like, gosh, does everyone not have a joke? I mean, you know, can we just get through a scene without someone...
Oh, like when he sat on the lasso?
Yeah. Oh, don't you ever talk about it. And then he was, you know, he was making other jokes. And then you had, like I said, Ben Affleck making jokes. And then...
I'm bleeding. I'm hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hurt. I'm bleeding somewhere or something like that. That's what Batman said. Well, Ben Affleck said. Yeah.
Yeah. So this version was not rushed. Okay.
Was it worth the 4 hours and 2 minutes that you sat?
I think it was.
It was.
It didn't even feel like 4 hours to me.
Well, it felt like 4 hours, but it was a comfortable 4 hours. So we were ready.
It was cohesive. Like, everything flowed. Like, I didn't sit there and think, oh, shoot, how much more of this film? What you got with this film is a fan film.
Yes, you did, because I tell you,
yeah,
I was like, whoo, this makes sense.
It makes perfect sense, and
it fit.
And you're sitting there, and you're like, "Oh my god, I'm getting all the superhero." Like, if a fan wanted to create a movie, a superhero movie, in one sitting, they would make this Snyder cut and be like, "Oh, this is it," because you got so much for your buck.
You did, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. From the moment we sat down, we were like glued to our seats. I had bought a bunch of snacks, pizza, drinks. I mean, the kids were ready. I had the kids prepare. I said, "Hey, it's going to be 4 hours. I don't know if it's going to be good or what, but we got the food.
Yeah.
We're ready. Got the recliners.
Yeah.
You know, we were ready and set, and the kids were like, this is so good.
It's amazing. Dude, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to taint your...
I'm glad you didn't.
No, I didn't want to taint... Yeah, I didn't want to taint your thoughts on it or give you preconceived notions on it and taint your what you would... You know, I want you to go in there non-biased. Over your thoughts and not have any preconceived notions about it. So that's why I was like, hey, watch it. You know, I didn't want to say it was good or whatever my feelings on it. I sat there and I watched it, and then I watched it with Kate. I was like, oh, you're going to sit and watch this. And for her to sit and watch.
You watched it for 8 hours.
Yeah, I watched it 8 hours. I watched it again. I was like excited. I was waiting for her. I was like, when are you ready? She said, oh, let's watch it over the weekend. It was going to be rainy. So we watched it, and she sat there and watched it and loved it as well. And for her to watch it, says a lot.
It does say a lot. Wow.
And let's go into what are the beautiful things in this, okay? So Cyborg actually has a backstory that is strong and relatable. He has daddy issues.
Of course.
He has daddy issues. And we actually, I don't know if they mentioned in part two, the accident, whatever. I don't remember seeing the accident, the car accident.
And it was in the new one?
No, in the old one. I don't remember seeing the car accident. So we didn't explain. We didn't even see how he was made to be this.
In 2017, you had no idea.
Yeah. Was there a football scene?
No.
So there's so much that he lost because he had that. He was the all-American athlete boy, you know, teenager kid. That had everything going for him.
Right. He had everything except for his dad.
So to lose athleticism, right? To lose everything he had going from the being that guy to losing his mom. Now you can understand why he is so, his temperament. You can see why he's not a pleasant guy to be around.
Yeah, because his dad was never there. And then, boom, when he is there, he's turned into a machine.
Exactly.
So he's lost everything. Now he's a machine.
Now he's a machine.
Now he's part of his dad's, more of his dad's work.
Yeah. Well, pretty much. Yeah, he's more of his dad's work. So the actor that plays him, Ray Fisher,
mm-hmm.
he, from what I've heard from other reports, that he was kind of upset at the version that came out. And understandably.
Of the 17 version?
Yeah, understandably why.
It sucked.
To have all that uncut left on the editing floor, and you've given a great performance because... His performance was wonderful. I thought he was hilarious without trying to be hilarious. When the Flash was like, hey, do you think Wonder Woman would go for a younger guy? And he's like, Barry, she's 5,000 years old. Every guy's a younger guy. And I'm like, all like blase, blase, nonchalant while he's shoveling. Matter of fact, I thought I was brilliant. And Barry was not annoying. So Barry's the other character that had a better backstory now was Barry. It was more relatable. It wasn't annoying that, oh, why is this, you know, why is this guy here that got the powers? Because I remember thinking that in the first version of it, 2017, I was like, oh, why does he have it? He's annoying. He's cracking too many jokes.
He was.
And then this, he cracked, he said enough things, but it was kind of awkward. You can tell he was a try to be, he was a kid trying to fit in.
And he also had a crush on the black girl too.
Oh no, that's supposed to be Iris. So that's supposed to be his love interest. If you watch the Flash series, that's Iris. That's supposed to be, he falls in love with her and they start dating.
And yeah. That's Iris right there?
That's Iris. Iris.
Know. Iris. Okay, I didn't know that was Iris.
Yeah.
How about, look at you, looking at them nuggets.
It's Iris, brother. I'm saying, what can I say? They let me know. I let them know. What else? The fact that he actually, so the two guys had pivotal points, pivotal roles in the whole film.
Who's that? Who are you talking about?
Cyborg and Flash. Before, they were just little counterparts. You know, there were little parts of the pieces that really didn't, you know, Cyborg, yeah, he helped defeat Darkseid before with the cubes.
Because he's part of them. He's part of the mother box. I'm sorry.
He's part of the motherboard. Yeah, motherboards. Yeah, the motherboard boxes, right? So he was able to tap into it. But the Flash, I mean, the only thing he had to do in the last one was push a truck.
No, he had to also create enough electricity in the first one to jumpstart the mother box as well.
Did he?
Yes,
I remember doing it. Okay, but I remember him pushing the box as well. I mean, pushing the truck.
The only difference in this one, as far as that scene in this one, was that in the first one, 2017. Yeah. Cyborg didn't have the premonition. In this one, he did.
He had the premonition, and
he didn't get to see the future.
He didn't get to see the future. Yes, he didn't get to see the future, and we finally got to see, because he mentioned it. I don't know if he mentioned it in the first one, 2017 version, but the Flash mentions, "Hey, when I go too fast, I mess with this, you know, I go fast as the speed of light or faster, and then I start messing with time. Time starts doing this funny thing," and he leaves that little hint there.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the end, when all that stuff, when he was like, "Yo," Cyborg was like, "It's too late."
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
I was like, "It's too late." Oh, boom! And I was like, "Oh yes, this dude is about to do what he's able to do and go back in time and flip it." And that just showed you how he can manipulate time,
right?
It was just amazing. Like, this dude, the way he just stopped and just like, oh, no. And that, just showed you how fast he was. Like, this dude stopped it, and the reaction, he can see everything happening. And while he's running, he's repairing everything back from the streets to the buildings when everything's coming back. And you see Superman come back. His bone was there. Amazing. That's how, you know, how much they needed him.
But we didn't even get into Superman in the black suit.
Oh yeah, the black suit, dude.
Superman had the black suit on, y'all.
Yeah, he did, and
he was darker too.
Yeah, we came to find out too. Yeah, but he was darker, and I don't think people got that. But you got to factor in. Yeah, he said, yeah, you came back, and he came back. He was part of the. He has to be part of the box, right? Or I would think so, right?
The box. What happens is the box just makes you different. It brings you back. It doesn't have a way to like make you good or bad. It just brings you back.
Okay.
Or it just makes you different.
Got you.
Right. So it
reanimated
him.
Got you. But so, it can't control what he would be or whatnot. Right.
Right. But whenever you die, you lose part of yourself.
Anyway. Exactly. So he just said, yeah, it's a little darker. But my understanding as well is the dude's been dead however long, right? So He ages differently, right? So obviously he didn't have post-mortem, right? He didn't age. He didn't decompose.
Okay.
Right? He ages differently.
Yeah, his Kryptonian. So.
So my thing is he didn't have oxygen and stuff like that. So he was like, he came back amnesia. So he didn't know who the hell he was. That's my perception. He didn't know who he was when he came back. And all these fighting all these people. Only thing that brought him back was, okay, remember Batman. So him fighting Batman, that triggered something.
That scene was different too.
It was way different.
Because
she didn't come in a cop car. They didn't call Lois. They called her before.
Well,
yeah, remember Batman called her.
Well, he had her in the Maybach. The Maybach.
Okay, yeah, but he brought her, not cop car, whatever it was, yeah. So this time, she was just walking.
Because she always came to visit the memorial for Superman. But at the same time, this one was different because in the first one, 2017,
yeah,
when he beat up everybody, when he got past Wonder Woman, he got past Aquaman, he got past Cyborg and the Flash. And this one, when he saw Batman, he didn't just in the first one he hit him mm-hmm. with his hand and knocked him back into a police car.
Yeah.
And then he picked him up.
Oh.
And this one, he started shooting
with his lasers.
Lasers at him.
Yeah.
Right at Batman.
Yeah.
That was a little different.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to kill him.
He wanted to kill him.
He definitely wanted to kill him.
And he didn't say that part what he said in the first one. In the first one, he picked it up and says, "Can you bleed?" Referring back to the first one,
Superman versus Batman.
Batman. Yes.
Another thing that happened with Superman versus Batman, thank you for bringing it up, is remember when you watched it and you remember Bruce Wayne and he wakes up and you're like, "Oh, is that Robin?"
Yes.
And he has a premonition?
No, right.
That was Barry. That was the Flash.
I knew it was the Flash.
I didn't know it was the Flash because he was like, "Oh, it's Thing. He's the key," because it looked different. I was like, "Is that Robin?" Because I was like, "Why is he having this dream of?" I was like, "Robin. He doesn't know Barry." So then when he wakes up, I mean, you say, "Oh, it's funny. I had a dream, a premonition. It was Barry right here telling me that Lois is the key."
So you're saying from
Superman versus Batman.
So 2017, he was at his computer.
Yeah,
in the Batcave, and then he wakes up and you can see Barry trying to come through the time force.
But that was Superman versus Batman. I don't think that was not the Justice League.
That was Justice League.
Uh-uh, Superman versus Batman.
Justice League.
Brother, that was Superman versus Batman.
Wonder Woman was in Justice League, right?
She was in Superman versus Batman too.
Was she?
Yeah, it was. Superman versus Batman. This is when he was fighting Superman and he didn't trust him. And he was like, ugh. And he was like, Alfred was like, "Why are you fighting him?" You know, basically, you know, he's like, "Because I don't trust him. He's an alien." You know, because that's when Batman had so much vengeance for him because of what the destruction he did in Man of Steel. Remember?
I'm not 100%.
So they were referencing Man of Steel and the employee that, remember the employee that Lex Luthor hooked up with all the bombs and sent him to go talk to
the guy in the wheelchair.
Yes. And that was the disgruntled person that hated Superman because obviously he was paralyzed from there. And Batman had that grudge because a lot of people died that day in the Man of Steel in that movie. So they referenced all that and tied it all together. And that's why the whole Batman versus Superman, that's when they were going at each other. And then all of a sudden they united in the end with, you know, Wonder Woman was the one trying to get them together. And then they basically had a moment with, you know, the mother having the same name, Martha. And that's when Batman was like, "What did you say?" And he's like, "Martha."
Right. You know, why did you say that name?
Yeah, he said a name and then they worked things out and became on the same team.
Right.
But it was that. So I was wondering, why is this reference? I was like, who is that? Because you kept seeing, you saw the Robin suit was like something was written on the Robin suit, so I thought, oh, he's having vision of Robin because Robin's dead,
right?
Because the Joker killed Robin,
uh-huh.
So I thought, oh, this is Robin. So the fact that he explained it, I was like, oh, thank you, because this was never explained. It was like an awkward premonition that we didn't. I didn't understand. I didn't know who the hell it was because it didn't look like Barry. It was Barry in the future with a shadow, you know, a mustache.
Gotcha.
So you were saying about the Superman suit, the dark suit. Okay, so here's the story with that. So Snyder was fighting with the studio execs saying, "Hey man, let's do the black suit." And they were like, no, it's the blue suit. And he's like, "Look, you're going to hate this come whatever that we didn't have two versions of this because I'm telling you, we need to have the black suit." And he said he also wanted the beard and long hair, but they didn't go for that. So the editor and special effects guy was like, "Hey, can we change this to black in post?" He was like, "Yeah, definitely. No worry. Okay, cool. Shoot it." So that's how they were able to do that.
Wow.
So, awesome. It's just great for...
But there are so many things that we're not even mentioning something because it's... You got to remember, guys, it's 4 hours long. We can't give you everything. We don't want to give you everything. But it's such a good movie.
Yeah, like, the fight scene in the beginning is awesome when they have Darkseid that came, right? So they have all the gods. They have the Amazonians. They have...
Once again, the Atlanteans.
But it's in the beginning as well.
Another spoiler. Well, another difference from the very first one was that
it was Steppenwolf.
It was Steppenwolf.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was Steppenwolf and the dark side. Yeah. So he's fighting all them, and they show all the gods now. They show Zeus. They show Ares.
They showed them in the first one too.
They did Zeus and Ares.
Yeah. Maybe not Ares, but they had the guy with lightning.
Okay, so they didn't show Ares with the axe, or
because he didn't. It was different the way it was. It wasn't the axe that got him in the shoulder.
Okay, yeah. So they pulled him back because he was losing.
I kind of felt bad for him. I mean, I kind of felt like that was kind of whack though, because I'm like, this is Darkseid.
Yeah, I know. But from what I understand, they were like, this is Darkseid before he conquers. I mean, this is him had his most powerful. After that, he comes and conquers more worlds, and then he becomes more powerful. So that's what the explanation was online from the comic geeks.
Okay.
Not a comic geek.
Yeah, so, I got you. They gave you the information. I got you.
Yeah, so that's why, because I was thinking the same thing, but he was fighting gods.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? He's fighting gods. Let's be real. He's fighting gods, and he's not a god. He's just Darkseid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Thanos would have did a lot better than that.
Oh yeah, that's what they were saying. Thanos would have been like, yo. And he I know, yo. And then we have the Martian the Manhunter that
was introduced. Oh my gosh. Martian Man. He was a general guy.
Yes, and it's all referenced back from Man of Steel. So yes. It's just the only thing I agree. The argument was I wish they would have had him into the fights, because for him to come in, because how much things can you witness and not finally jump in?
Yeah, like exactly. He know.
Why would they show him as being Lois Lane's Martha? You know, when he disguised himself as Martha to visit Lois Lane to tell her to get back to work and get on with life. Right. Which people were like, oh, you know, some people are like, that scene could have been cut. There's a lot of people saying certain things could have been cut, but at the end of the day, if this is your baby, this is your last hurrah, you know, your last, hey, I may not be attached to any of this series anymore. If they continue it, shit, let's lay it on the floor.
When I saw this 4-hour version of the Justice League,
yeah,
it made me want more.
Yeah, absolutely, it made me want more. I mean, there's no way. I don't think they can walk away and not give Snyder his series of let him continue the series.
They could do 5 hours for all I care.
Yeah, but he should be able. I mean, if this is the new streaming platform for movies,
I'll take it
as well, because it's at home with the family.
Yeah,
watching it and at your own leisure, at your own convenience. I love it. Yeah. Oh, I love it as well. The fact you can go back and watch it again, because like I said, you pick up on stuff when you watch it again as well. But going back to what the Martian Manhunter, I was saying that people didn't like that, but it was like showing people how important Lois Lane is. He was saying the world needs you as well. They need your stories. They need you out there. Even though Superman's gone, they still need you.
They do.
So I thought that was pretty cool. People didn't like that, but I was like, she had more of an important role here than she did, because it was not only, hey, Superman needs you to so he can remember who he was. It was like the world still needs you, Lois Lane. You know, apart side from Superman. So she had two important roles, I thought, in this, versus just being Superman woman, you know, Superman's lover.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, man. Everything was good. I liked everything. Could there have been things, the dream sequence, could that have been cut out? Possibly, but they're showing you what is probably coming, you know, what's going to happen. With these timelines and possibly Lois Lane being killed and it turning Superman, because that is his light. Obviously, she's not around. He's dark.
You know they're going to have Flash go back in time and save
him. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're going to have to go back and change everything. Yeah, exactly.
They can't have Lois Lane die like that. That's what's going to happen. He's going to save her, and he's going to end up getting shot or something.
With the Flash, you said?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, Cyborg, to me, was not one-dimensional. He had more layers to him, and the Flash was great. The Barry was great. You know, there's Aquaman was even good. Some of the scenes have less vocals as far as the slow motion and singing and stuff? I could say maybe, yeah, but I think they were doing it because they were presenting these characters as...
I had no problem with anything.
I think they were kind of like... The way they were presenting them, they were showing them in a higher level, like almost like gods, almost like introducing them like they did with Superman, Man of Steel. Mm-hmm. If you don't realize, that's Jack Snyder's style. He puts that music on when he's trying to do something heroic and trying to show them as a god or, you know what I mean? A god, you know what I mean?
I just want to say, The 4 hours you spend watching this show, this movie, not a show, it's a movie.
Yeah.
It's well worth it.
Absolutely.
And for all the articles you read or the statements you read on the internet saying, oh, it's too long, 4 hours, that's not true.
No, it's not, man.
It's not true. It's really well worth it. It's done really well.
If you are a fan of superhero movies, if you're a fan of a good storyline.
Even if you're not.
Yeah, even if you're not, right? Watch this because it just, it's a really, I don't know, like I said, it's a really well done movie. And I definitely say it's worth watching three times, four times, man. I'll watch it over again because that's how great it was. This was the movie that we needed for Justice League because everything else was, what was the movie, Will Smith and I forgot, The Suicide Squad. I mean, then they had featured Batman in that. You know, I don't think any of them lived up to this hype, man. I think this is the first one that can actually compete with Marvel.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it takes 4 hours.
It takes 4 hours, but he was trying to break it up into different movies, but he had to just put it all there. Cause
hey, I loved it. I mean, I liked the way it was like part one.
Exactly.
Part two. I'm like, oh yeah, my gosh, exactly. This is getting so good.
Exactly, and they were like, hey, part seven, Return the Snyderverse. That's what everyone's saying.
Hey, and what about the very final scene when they take care of Steppenwolf and as he's getting hit back into the
and Wonder Woman gives it. Yeah, everyone gets
the final cut.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone gets the tap tap.
Oh my gosh, that was so cool.
Yeah, yeah,
so cool. But Superman like burned his horn off.
Yeah, he burned his off. He was beating the shit out of him too.
Oh, and the armor for Steppenwolf. No, that reminded me of.
Yes, what?
It reminded me of in Marvel, in Thor, the guardian of the of all the artifacts in Asgard.
Okay, I'm not too familiar with the Thor. This is Thor series.
You watched Thor?
I watched the first one, and after that, it's been like.
You remember the first one, right?
Vaguely.
You remember the part where he doesn't have his powers anymore, and then he goes to the Earth, and towards the end, he fights this thing that's coming from Asgard, and it shoots out fire through his mouth.
Vaguely.
Okay. Wow.
Thor's not my guy, but yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, the armor he had on reminds me of what Steppenwolf was wearing.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Steppenwolf looked more
stronger.
Yeah, looked stronger. He looked more like an alien. He looked like more something not from the planet. Did you see the part when the guy was like, Steppenwolf was like pleading for he can finally like retire and go home, and the guy was like, "You old Darkseid. 50,000 more planets." Bro, whoever is the CGI guy, yo, the sadness in this dude's face, first and foremost, the dude had a what the fuck look on his face. I was like, am I only one feeling the empathy from the CIG face?
50,000 more worlds.
Yeah, 50,000 more worlds. And Eddie was like, ooh, you could have heard a pin drop. You could have heard the demons in the back. Everyone stopped.
His honey tightened up, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was pretty hilarious. Other than that, man, I don't have anything else to give on this. Like I said, you guys definitely watch this if you haven't already seen it. Like I said, I'm giving out spoilers because it's been a week, and if you haven't seen it, you're crazy. Because I think half the damn world has seen it. More than half the world, because we've been waiting for this for a month. They've been hyping it, and he got an extra $70 million to finish this project.
Did he really?
So they had some reshoots that they had to do, but. Hey, thank God we don't have the CGI no mustache Henry Cavill, because that was the awkward.
Yeah, it was a good movie. That's all I got to say. It's a really good movie, and I recommend this wholeheartedly. Four thumbs up.
Four thumbs up. All right. Well, I give it five thumbs up. I don't even know we're doing thumbs. We got to come with the rating scale for Bromance, because we don't have a rating scale yet.
We don't have a rating scale?
We don't have a rating scale. I don't know if we should start. I don't know if it should be rants, or I don't know if it should be. I don't even know. Movie rental? I don't even know what the terminology. We got to work on that. We're going to work on that. But right now is, hey, five stars for me and four thumbs for Ray.
Four thumbs.
And that's it, guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. And catch us next week. Do you have any clue as far as what we're reviewing next week? Or you want to continue the Smallville thing? Because episode, the last episode just aired last night, and they're gonna reconvene on May the 18th.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's do that. Because episode, you got to see episode 4. That was really good.
Okay,
hey, I love the way the series is turning out. Anyway, guys, have a wonderful weekend. I'm Reg,
and I'm Ray, and it's been a wonderful time. We love you.
Raymond loves you guys.
Yeah, I love you.
This is Bro Rants, man. Movie Review Fridays. Have a great weekend. Peace.
We're out.